Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we were talking about the meaning of the words watch and be sober, as used in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In verse 6, there are those who sleep. And the context shows it is often Christians. My friend, do not be a sleeping Christian soldier. Rather stand guard, having your weapons ready. This then is telling us the us is not only saved people, it is people who will be in the minority at the coming rapture. Now, there is a group that is drunken, as we see here in verse 7. That is, they're living for the pleasures of this life, for the vice of this life. Then there's another group that is simply sleeping. That is, they're apathetic about holiness. They're apathetic about the Word of God. They're apathetic about the work of God. Oh, they go to church. And they do what respectable people do, but in reality, they are not immersed in the things of God. They are sleeping Christians. Are you, my friend, immersed in the things of God? The words of our Lord in Luke chapter 18 and verse 8 are quite striking in this regard. There he says, and this is Jesus speaking, by the way, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Now, Jesus coming again, the question comes up, will he find faith? Faith is living according to the doctrines of God's Word. For example, how does my life line up with the doctrine of holiness? Holiness is a doctrine, but that doctrine should be lived out in our life, and as we live according to what holiness is, then I am living by faith. For example, am I more concerned the world will not like me than I am that I'm holy, acceptable unto God? The doctrines of our merit, well, I'm doing the best I can, is altogether unscriptural. And as a matter of fact, it's anti-scriptural. The battle plan must be carried out according to the book of books, the Bible, and not according to our feelings. Now, notice the words, be sober. It means to be ever alert. In verse 6, the words used were watch and sober. Watch has the idea of guard, staying awake and alert, looking for that which may attack, watching for the enemy. Whereas sober is more to be on the offense. It's in a Greek tense that means in a continual and active way, proclaim righteousness and live accordingly. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Now understand that word beseech means I strongly urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God. Just the fact that God is long-suffering and merciful and will let you do this, that you don't deserve to be able to do this, but God being long-suffering, his mercy. So he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, a living sacrifice, That's hard to understand. What do you mean a living sacrifice? I thought you killed the lamb, you killed the bull, you killed that animal that you offered in sacrifice. A living sacrifice looks at that ox. The ox could have been sacrificed on an altar, or he can be sacrificed by pulling the plow day after day. His life is not his own, but he's given to the plow. In either way, whether on an altar or pulling the plow, his life is not his own. However, in that he's pulling the plow, he is a living sacrifice. So you're to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Not holy and acceptable as to what the church says or even this preacher says, but holy, acceptable unto God. And you're going to find what that standard is only in the Word of God. And so your body should be presented unto God, a holy sacrifice, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Him, which is your reasonable service. You realize that word service oftentimes from its Greek is translated worship. One of the ways that you worship God is by presenting your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Him. You see, you don't need a worship leader except the Holy Spirit. The only worship leader our church has, and I hope your church has, the only worship leader should be the Holy Spirit of God. If you're calling a man your worship leader, then you have stepped down, way down. I mean, you have gone from CEO to the very bottom rung that you cannot get any lower. So let me say, we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. But then the next verse says, and be not conformed to this world. Conformed has this idea. There is something on the outside and you pattern something after it. Sometimes a company will do a name infringement. For example, there's the company Toys R Us. Well, somebody might come up and say, Playthings R Us. And they can say, well, look, we are not saying Toys R Us, we're saying Playthings R Us. Well, nonetheless, by the time they get to court, they're going to have to drop that and change your name to something else besides Playthings R Us. Now, they're not saying exactly Toys R Us, but they're patterning themselves after it. Well, in like matter, sometimes we see the things of the world. For an example, there's rock music. And Christians will try to add Bible words or what sounds religious to the rock music. Well, what they're doing is they're conforming to that standard. Now, we're told here, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Transformation is not something from the outside. It's something that takes place on the inside. It's from the Greek word metamorpho, and it's the idea of changing from the inward to the outward. You receive Christ in, and then He must work in you before He can work through you. So He says to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Well, how do you renew your mind? Well, instead of thinking in the things you used to think, now you begin to think in the Word of God. And you start comparing spiritual things with spiritual, or Scripture with all things. And so you renew your mind. You learn how to think in the things of God. And you allow your daily life and everything of your life to be according as it lines up with God's Word. And so you must think on those things. And so, Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now understand, if you are presenting your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, and you're not conformed to this world, but you are transformed by the renewing of your mind, then your life ought to be proving what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. The question then arises, are you proving what is good, acceptable, and perfect? If not, then your life needs to be examined in the light of the God's Word by His Holy Spirit. Now, I say all that to say this means then, have an active separation from, as well as an active separation to. Now again, this is all under the idea of be sober. Be sober here in 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Romans chapter 1, verse 1, we read this. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Now, notice there that separated is separated unto the gospel of God. He's actively witnessing. He's calling people to repentance. I find it interesting that in John chapter 7, verse 7, Jesus says to his brethren, who were the other children that Mary had after him, he says to them, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. Now, Jesus constantly testified to the religious and the hoi polloi that their works were evil. He named their things they were doing. He called sin, sin. And I guess people didn't like it, but everywhere he's going, they were trying to stone him. Many hated him, although many others followed him. A preacher, if he's going to follow the Christ example, is going to actively witness and call the world to repentance. And just like Jesus, he's going to testify that their works, which means he's going to tell the specific things, are evil. So this calls, on our part, for an active separation from the world. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, we read this, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, you can say, oh, I love the world, but hey, I love God too. Well, in God's sight, he says, no, you don't. You know, it's kind of like a man saying, oh, I love my wife, but I also love my concubine. I love this other woman, and I love these other three women. Well, in his wife's eyes, his words of love don't mean a thing. You can say you love God, but when you love the world too, you're committing spiritual adultery. So it's hard for God to take your words seriously. You're simply not being sober. He says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.